The State Department of Health says at least 957 people have now died from COVID-19, with more than 28,000 people testing positive. Among the new deaths reported yesterday was a Boston police officer, the first to die from the virus. Joining us this morning to tell us more about that, along with other developments, is WBUR's Quincy Walters. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning, Bob.
So why don't we start by having you tell us about Boston police officer Jose Fontanez.
Right. So Jose Fontanez was 53 years old, and he spent 29 of those years in the Boston Police Department. And Police Commissioner William Gross called Fontanez a great man.
Love this city. Of course, love this family and love this family of blue and served them well.
And Fontanez was a husband, father of three, and just became a grandfather last year. 67 Boston police officers have tested positive for COVID-19, and 53 are still out sick. And Mayor Marty Walsh pleaded with the public to continue to obey the stay-at-home guidelines in memory of Officer Fontanez.
Stay at home out of respect and gratitude for their first responders and healthcare workers who are working for us the way he was. By staying home, you can slow the spread of the virus and reduce the risk to our public safety heroes, our first responders, our frontline workers, our entire community.
Mayor there said stay at home. Of course, Mayor Walsh and other officials have been urging people to stay home to protect themselves from catching the coronavirus for a long time now. But we're also learning more about people who may be carrying the virus without knowing it, without experiencing any symptoms. Tell us about that, Quincy.
Yeah, so there are some alarming numbers about positive tests among Boston's homeless population. The people who run the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program tested every person who was entering the Pine Street Inn, and out of 400 people who were tested, 146 tested positive, and all were asymptomatic, no fever. And this alarmed homeless advocates because these people weren't showing symptoms, weren't being tested under the screening method they were using. So some people carrying the virus may have slipped through and not been tested. And Dr. Jim O'Connell heads Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, and he says these results have implications beyond the homeless community.
Asymptomatic spread of this virus, while known in the past, has always been thought to be just a small part of it. But it may be that in certain centers like shelters, as it was in the cruise ship, as it might be in prisons, asymptomatic spread can be, and nursing homes, for example, it can be a real problem.
And O'Connell and other advocates are calling for universal testing among Boston's homeless population.
Broadening out statewide, Quincy, Governor Baker yesterday reiterated that he's committed to working with other Northeast governors to coordinate when and how they'll reopen business after the pandemic.
Yeah, Bob. So Baker is joining governors from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island to think of ways to safely jumpstart commerce in their states. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said they're going to work with health experts and economic experts to do this in the safest possible way when the time comes. Now, some of the other governors pushed back against President Trump, who says he has the power to reopen businesses, and the president suggested that what these governors are doing is mutiny in a way.
Yeah, he in a tweet, he called it mutiny on the bounty. That's the way the president labeled it.
He did, but Governor Baker is trying not to engage in that. He says he's focused on an expected surge of coronavirus cases here in Massachusetts.
Okay, we'll see how all this plays out. WBUR's Quincy Walters, thanks a lot for joining us on Morning Edition today.
No problem, Bob.